Hey everyone, welcome back to Drive On. I'm your host, Scott DeLuzio, and today my guest is Betsy Mercado. Betsy is a social entrepreneur with over 20 years of experience working with the military and veteran communities, and she serves as the co-founder and executive director of Objective Zero, a nonprofit organization that uses technology to provide support, community, and resources to combat veteran suicide. Betsy is well known in this field, being a scholar of the George W. Bush Stand to Veteran Leadership Program, and has been recognized with the Shield of Sparta, Heroine of the Infantry Award. And today we'll be talking about her work with Objective Zero and how her initiatives are making a difference in the lives of service members, veterans, and their families. Before we get into all of that, though, Betsy, welcome to the show. Really glad to have you here.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Yeah, me too. We met probably what, almost a month ago now, at the time of this recording, anyways, at the Military Influencer Conference. And we got to chat a little bit about, what you do and everything. I thought it was pretty cool. And, this show is all about providing resources and opportunities and giving hope to people who may feel like all hope is lost. And that's obviously not a place that we want people to be. And so when I saw you and the app that you have and the resources that are provided through it, I thought this would be a great opportunity to share it with my audience because, like I said, I want to get as many resources out there as possible to help some folks. So, let's jump right in and could you share with us what Objective Zero is? I know we talked a little bit about it just in the intro there, but what is it? Kind of give us a background. What kind of inspired you and your team to address this issue of suicide in the military and veteran communities through this approach?
The Objective Zero Foundation is a tech nonprofit, and we're connecting service members, veterans, their spouses, partners, families, and caregivers to on-demand peer support through text, voice, and video chat, and also getting them connected to evidence-based tools, training, and resources in an effort to prevent suicide. Kind of the impetus for starting this was, it was almost about 10 years ago. My husband's still active duty Army. He noticed the signs that one of his former soldiers was struggling over social media. And so my husband, Chris, called his buddy, Justin, and said, "Hey, what's up? What's going on? Are you thinking about suicide?" And Justin's response was, "Had my weapon been loaded the night before, we wouldn't be talking." Mm-hmm. And so Chris and Justin spoke on the phone for over 6 hours. And Chris asked Justin again if he was still thinking about suicide. And Justin said he felt so much better, that just having someone listening to him and sharing the story was what he needed to get through that moment of crisis. And so, thinking about that issue and knowing that Justin was not alone in his struggles, we were thinking about ways that we could kind of replicate that call at scale. And technology is really kind of the way that we thought that would be the best way to reach more veterans and support more people.
That, it's amazing how, a moment like that, which could have had a tragic ending, right? But having the foresight to pick up the phone and call and talk and make sure that things were going to be okay in this case. And then taking that idea, that's kind of like the seed that was planted almost, right? And then taking that idea into something bigger. How do we address this on a larger scale? There's veterans all over the place who are struggling. And I know that's sort of what I did with this podcast is I, personally have known people who have unfortunately gone down that route, and they they're no longer with us. And I didn't want to just sit around waiting for another phone call saying another person that I knew took their own life. And I didn't feel right just sitting around. So I wanted to start this podcast to provide resources and hope and opportunities for folks to know that they're not alone, similar to what you were just saying. And how do you do that at scale? How do you reach as many people as you can? Well, I don't know everybody, so I'm not going to pick up the phone and call everybody. But if I could do a podcast, right? And similarly, technology, right? In your case, you're using a different form of technology, but still technology nonetheless that we're using to get out there and reach people. So tell us, like, specifically, you download this app. What can people expect when they go into this app, and what kind of peer support and other tools are available that people can jump into in that app?
When someone downloads the app, they can fill out a profile and they can share as much or as little information as they want to provide. And they have the ability to connect to a peer through text, voice, or video chat. And they can filter through our network of peer support pathfinders to find someone most like them, or they can push one button and get connected to the first person that takes that call. In addition to that peer support aspect, we also provide a host of resources within the app, everything from yoga and meditation to free or low-cost mental health care, as well as some evidence-based tools. There's a mood journal, a symptom tracker, an energy tracker, and journaling feature within the app as well. So it allows someone to kind of navigate their own course within the app or get support from a peer to navigate the resources or just have a listening ear.
Now, those peers that are in the app, where do you get those peers from? Those folks who I'm assuming they're volunteers who are volunteering their time to help out with people. Where do you find those folks, and how do you kind of, I guess, vet them that they're the right people to be doing this type of work?
So we have over 2,700 volunteers. They're in all 50 states and in 27 countries across the globe. So wherever our service members and veterans are, we often have people in those areas volunteering virtually through the app as well. We have learned that most of the people that are providing their time on the app, our pathfinders, have experienced issues with their own mental health or effects of service themselves, or they've lost someone that they've loved to suicide or someone that they've served with. Most of our volunteers are service members and veterans. Almost 90% of them are, but we also have military family members and spouses and caregivers. We have mental health professionals acting in a volunteer capacity. And we also have clergy and some just concerned citizens, people that want to give back and support service members and veterans. And this is just one way for them to do it. There's a few ways that we train and vet our people. We use ID.me so we can verify someone's service. Number one, and really what we're learning is the people that are coming to us to volunteer are doing it because they've been affected by the problem. And so there's this natural empathy and natural desire to help others. And so we provide over 24, or excuse me, 20 hours of training to our volunteers. Starts off with Operation SAVE, which is the VA's kind of baseline suicide prevention training. We have dozens of courses through PsychArmor. That they've provide or they've developed, and we've developed our own. And then we have crisis response plan training. We have lethal means training. Just a variety of ways for our people to get trained as well to provide that support.
That's great. Because to your point earlier, what you were talking about with your husband and his buddy, sometimes it's just having somebody who kind of understands where you're coming from. Maybe someone who's been there and experienced something similar to what you're going through. And you can talk to that person and they get it. And you're not being, you don't feel like you're being judged. You don't feel like you're, in an unsafe space. Like, you can't share that information with someone. They're going to think you're weird for having these thoughts or doing, whatever. So when you have that type of person who's on the other end of that line, whether it's a text message or phone call, whatever means of communication that you're using to communicate, you know that person cares, first off, but also gets it. And I think that's an important aspect of what it is that you guys do. Because yeah, sure, you may go to a psychologist or something who never served in the military at all, never experienced any of the th kind of things. They've read a lot about it and maybe in a textbook, but they may not have that firsthand experience, and it may just feel awkward. You may not want to share it with somebody like that, right? So it's great that there are a variety of options for folks. And you said how many was it? Like 2,500,
2,700.
2,700. Sorry.
Yes.
So I mean, there's a lot of people out there who want to help, right? You don't sign up and go through all that training that you just mentioned, if you don't actually care, if you don't actually want to help people, right? And so I guess I'm saying that, I know it is a little bit long-winded, but I'm saying all that for the listeners, for their benefit. So, if they're sitting there like, nobody cares, who cares what I'm going through, right? You have a whole bunch of people. You have 2,700 people who care and want to listen and want to provide you help, and make sure that you wake up tomorrow morning and are still with us, and the morning after that, and so on, right? So it's great, I think, going through all that training and vetting them, making sure that they, are actually who they say they are, right? Because that was one of the questions that popped up in my head. It's like, well, how do you know all these people? How do you know all of them, and all that? But that's a great way to kind of vet them and make sure that they, are who they say they are, and they are providing the guidance that will be beneficial in the long run, right? So overall, there's that peer support, but there's more things to the app than just that, right? And that's a big piece of it, so I don't want to minimize what that is either. But what are some of the other things in the app that folks can utilize to help them? I know you mentioned a few things like yoga and other instruction type based things. Are there other categories of services that are provided through that?
So one of the first things we have access to is the Columbia Scales suicide screening. So you can check your own risk level. If maybe you don't know or there's someone you love that's struggling, you can go through this six question assessment. We have an opioid assessment as well for your risk of that. And within the resources section, we have a host of resources. It's not just crisis resources. There's things to help you deal with post-traumatic stress. There's some financial resources. There's resources in there for military spouses and family members to help them with some of the issues that they're experiencing, transition issues. We have access to the VA resources and their apps. I think they have over 30 now. The VA's apps are phenomenal, and I don't think anything that we do within the Objective Zero app overlaps what they have provided, but they're individual apps you have to download. But there are some fantastic other apps out there that complement what we're doing as well.
Yeah, they do. They have a number of apps, and I didn't know exactly how many. That 30s, that number actually kind of surprised me. But I know several of them actually, that I have downloaded on my phone actually. Yeah, they do have a lot, and they're pretty good too with the information that they have and the resources that are available, that type of stuff. And similar to other folks that are out there who are trying to provide help and support to people, kind of what you said is, they got a great product over there too. And so, yeah, you do your thing and you're doing it really well, and they do their thing and they're doing it really well, and there's not, a ton of overlap with everything. So, it's like, yeah, check that app out too. Like, that might be a thing that helps as well. So, it's great that you have those resources in there as well. And from your perspective, with the types of people that are using your app, I don't know how well you're able to kind of see what is going on within the app, but what are some of the primary challenges that you think the users are facing when it comes to maybe their mental health and the types of I guess ways that you're addressing those.
I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that suicide is always a mental health issue in itself. Research tells us over 50% of veteran suicides have nothing to, they don't have a diagnosed mental health illness or issue. And so for us, it really is, how can we tackle these issues upstream? How can we get our service members and veterans and families connected to the resources and addressing the issues that they have before they hit that moment of crisis? And so it's not just making sure they get connected to mental health. It's how can we make sure that they have the resources that help with financial issues or relationship issues. Maybe it's childhood trauma. Maybe it's, issue from stemming from deployment. So for us, it's a kind of a multifaceted approach. Like how, and it has to be oftentimes it's a culmination of all of these factors that just hit at the right moment for someone to really be in crisis. And so I think just the understanding that it may not be a mental health issue at all. It's maybe you were laid off from your job or you're transitioning out of the military and, just kind of at a loss. You've lost your sense of meaning, your sense of purpose, and just are, kind of stuck. And so for us, it's how can we address these many challenges and get someone connected to resources, whether that's to a peer, to a resource within our app, or us finding something that works best for them.
So you're right. There's so many different issues that could lead to, veteran suicide, and it's not just veterans either. A lot of people are dealing with financial struggles, relationships. Maybe they get laid off from their job, like you mentioned. So many different things that they may be dealing with. But regardless of how much you're going through, or how difficult it is, and all that, there's a better way to deal with all of those things, right? And so, getting that help, getting that support, right when you need it, and I think it's great. Most people are walking around with a smartphone in their pocket these days, and so if you download the app, maybe you don't need it today, right? But download the app, have it on your phone, and know that it's there if, God forbid, you need it someday, or maybe a friend or a family member or somebody who needs it. Even like you said, that assessment, 6 questions, pretty simple, straightforward, right? Go through that assessment, whether it's for you or for somebody else, and be like, okay, well, maybe I do need to be a little more concerned than I was about this person, because of where, what their scoring is on that ranking. Now, one thing I know for just through conversations that I've had with other veterans and other providers of services to veterans, is a lot of times the not necessarily veterans, but service members currently serving. Anybody maybe with a security clearance and that type of thing, they're one of their biggest concerns about, oh, I don't want to go talk to mental health because I might lose my clearance, I might lose my job, that type of thing, because certain reporting requirements would have to report it back to their chain of command, that type of thing. Is there anything like that through this app? Like anything that someone, like they fill out that assessment and they come out, on not high end. Are you obligated to report that to a chain of command or anything like that? Or is this, private and anonymous, that type of thing?
It is absolutely private and anonymous. We do not report anything to anyone. If we suspect that someone is in crisis of hurting themselves, hurting others, we're going to take action and get you to the support that you need or help you support someone else. My spouse is still active duty and he's been in for over 25 years now. And, I've seen that conversation from that first time he was deployed in 2000. Five coming back, and they were going, the redeployment, and the guys that were saying, yes, I'm having issues with post-traumatic stress, they weren't going home that night. So that was getting back to all of them, like, don't check mark, yes on that box. And so people since then were not getting support and the help that they needed. And where now I think chains of command are doing a much better job of making sure their people are taken care of, and that stigma of seeking help. I think they're breaking down some of those barriers. And so this is, I think, a really great tool for anyone that is afraid of seeking help in other ways. They maybe don't want to go to their chain of command or behavioral health or to the chaplain. They, you know, they just want to talk to someone that really understands. And so for us, you know, you may not get help through, you know, the military, DOD, but we can find some ways to get you support, whether it's through Corn Veterans Network or Headstrong, or get you connected to care if you need it. For us, it's really important that people are reaching out for when they need help, and we're just, you know, one tool in their rock for that support.
Yeah, 100%. And I always, you know, kind of make that analogy when you refer to something like that, like a tool, where if you have a contractor who's going out, or, you know, to a job site or whatever, they got their tool belt, they got the things that they're using on a regular basis, right? But there's some tools that they maybe don't use every single day, and so they leave those out in the truck, you know, wherever it is, right? And so, you know, this to me seems like it may be one of those, you may not need it every single day. Sure, if you're in a difficult spot, yeah, sure, it may be a daily, multiple times a day, probably, that you're opening up this app and, you know, communicating and finding resources. You may be doing that quite a bit, but the way I see it is, if, like, right now, if I'm good, okay, good, I want to stay good, you know, but I can see maybe there's going to be a time when something triggers and I'm not so good. It doesn't hurt to put an app on your phone, right? It's not, like you said, it's private, it's anonymous, it's not tracking you, it's not reporting to a chain of command or anything like that. You can get the help and resources right there, just as easy as you can open up Facebook or, you know, any other app that you might have on your phone. And so, yeah, why wouldn't you install it, set up that profile, and you know, that way, like you said, you can put as little or as much information in there as you want. It doesn't have to get back to anybody. And that's a beautiful thing, I think, about all of this is that it can be completely anonymous. And, you know, you'll still be able to get the help that you need without worrying about, you know, am I going to lose my job? And is my security clearance going to get pulled, or, you know, anything like that. So, now, would you be able to share, obviously, anonymous, if possible, would you be able to share any success stories that you've heard about through the use of Objective Zero, and you know, how you've seen lives change through some of the stuff that you guys do?
Absolutely. One of the things that comes to mind is we had a homeless veteran that had the app on his phone, was living out of his car, and was really struggling. And he reached out to a peer through Objective Zero, and that Pathfinder was able to find that veteran a place to stay for the night, found a shelter in the local area, and then continued to follow up with this veteran to help him find a job and get stable employment. And so, I mean, this was a peer. This was just someone that just wanted to help, but, you know, and so we're able to get, you know, that veteran off the streets and a stable job, which was phenomenal. You know, that training that we're providing to our Pathfinders, we're learning that they're not just using the what they're learning, their training in the app. They're going into their communities and they are supporting strangers. They're supporting the people that, you know, in their lives, their coworkers, loved ones. You know, we think about asking that issue of suicide. Are you suicidal? It's, you know, for many, it's a very hard question. And, you know, I think we need to normalize these conversations. You know, how are you doing? You know, are you doing okay? How are you really doing? You know, are you thinking about hurting yourself? Like, make them more comfortable so we're asking the right questions. Mm-hmm. I think one of the ones that is most, like, notable in my mind is we actually had an active service member that had taken a lethal dose of prescription pills, got on the app and reached out to someone and just said, I wanted someone to know that I was taking my life and why. And so we were able to work with that Pathfinder. They were in the same town And so we were able to get connected at emergency services, get them that support they needed immediately. I got them to the hospital. Took a lot of recovery, but like literally saved his life because of a pathfinder. And so, very, very different circumstances, but we're helping people every single day, whether it's, getting them off the streets, getting them in the shelter, finding a food bank, or getting them literally, that life-saving support they need.
That's incredible too, because if you think about it, if this app didn't exist, right, that person may not be here. It may not still be with us. And I know, I don't know about you, but I know for me, when I started this show, I had the thought that, if I can help just one person, I feel like mission accomplished, right? And obviously, over the years, there's more than one person who's been listening to this show. There's been, many, many people who listen to it, but that same mindset still exists, even, five-ish years later, 5.5 years later. I'm still thinking to myself, like, who's the one person who's listening to this episode right now who really needs it, who really needs that type of support, that type of help, maybe needs to hear a certain message to inspire them to keep going or whatever. Who's that one person? And if I can reach that one person and help that one person with every one of these episodes, then yeah, of course, mission accomplished. But in this case, you can literally look at that one person and be like, you know what, all of this, all the blood, sweat, and tears that went into all of this, it was worth it because that person is still walking, talking, and still with us. And that's a great thing. I'm not saying it's all rainbows and unicorns for that person, right? Sure, they probably had a rough go after getting the help that they needed. Especially the recovery from something like that. That's probably not probably didn't help the situation. But they still had breath in their lungs. They still had blood flowing through them. They're still here with us, so that they could fight another day, right?
Right.
100%. So, I think that that type of thing is amazing. Hearing stories like that, that it shows people are willing to help and willing to, kind of drop everything in that moment, to make sure that those people are getting the help that they need, right? Now, what advice would you give to maybe to veterans or their family members who might be hesitant, maybe unsure about reaching out for help, whether it's through Objective Zero or any other place that might be offering help, who are just like, you know what, I got this. I'll figure it out on my own, kind of thing. But really, they're probably not figuring it out on their own in reality, right? Any advice for those types of people?
I found that reaching out for help is one of the greatest signs of strength. That self-awareness that like something's not quite right. I need to do something. And I think Objective Zero is proof that there are people there that want to help you. They're there to listen. They're going to be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are people that care and will drop, like you said, drop anything or drop everything to be there and listen. And so, what works for one person doesn't work for another. And so, find that one thing that, you think might work. And if that doesn't work, there's going to be something out there that does. And so, I would absolutely encourage anyone that's struggling, whether a little bit or a lot of it, to reach out. And that can be through the Objective Zero app. That could be to, a friend, a loved one, call the crisis line, dial 988. There are so many resources available and out there. I think that we're at like 45,000 nonprofits for veterans and service members right now. And what I've heard a lot of times is veterans don't want to share what they're struggling with because it's a bur they're putting a burden on someone else. And they're not a burden, their struggles are not a burden. And also that if you're reaching out for help and getting a resource, you're not taking that away from another veteran or service member or loved one. That's another thing. Well, one taking that spot or that like, you've served our country. You've loved someone that served our country. Like you have earned the support, the resources, and the help that you need. And so, help is always out there and you are never alone.
Yeah, and I love that you mentioned that mindset that a lot of veterans have, a lot of service members have, that, oh, somebody else has it worse than me, so I'm not going to take that resource from that other person, right? Yeah, sure. You're going to call or you're going to call one person, and maybe that person's not going to be available to talk to somebody else, but guess what? There's 2,700 other people who can talk to somebody else, and you have the resources. It's not like just because you call, 2,700 people are now occupied with your one situation. It doesn't work that way, right? And plus, there's so many other resources too. Like you mentioned, a bunch of different resources that people can go and utilize. So you're not taking it away from somebody else because you're getting the help. Even through the VA, if you were to go and get, mental health treatment through the VA, and say your local VA is they're all booked. They have no spots for, any other veterans. They refer you out to the community, and there's community providers who are just as capable. And a lot of times, all they work with are veterans, and so it's not like they're unfamiliar with the issues that you're going to be bringing to them. And so, yeah, to your point, there's always going to be somebody there who's going to be able to help. You're not taking that resource away from somebody else. Now, you also have, you talked a little bit about some partnerships and things that you have with other organizations. Now, the CDC and the foundation, the Veteran Suicide Prevention project that they have. How do these partnerships kind of, work with Objective Zero and everything that you guys are doing?
For us, collaboration and partnerships are vital to what we're doing. I think we've all learned by this point that not one person or organization is going to solve all the problems. And
Right.
so we have got to work together. And so being able to work with organizations, big or small, has been fantastic for us. We worked with the CDC Foundation for over three years on their evaluation project. And so we've worked with other organizations to build the internal capacity to evaluate our programs, which for us is just as important as anything else we do, because we have this great resource, but if we can't prove that it's working and that we're creating impact, like what is it all for? And so for us, we are constantly evaluating everything from the interface of the Objective Zero app to the quality of our training, and really soliciting feedback from our community members, our app users, and our volunteer pathfinders, just so that we can provide better programs and services. We work with organizations like Comeback Yoga and Warriors at Ease to provide that free yoga training and meditation. It's a fantastic resource for anyone, and they offer it for veterans regardless of your ability. So if you have any type of disability, like maybe you're, bound to a chair, like there's still like yoga available to you to keep that, keep your, keep active however you can. And so for us in this space, we've learned, like this is not a zero-sum game. Like we have got to work together. Like us working with someone else is not going to take funding away. It's not going to take that resource, available. And so really for us is where can we find those partnerships to create better programs, services, and fill in the holes and address where those gaps are in supporting our nation's service members and veterans.
Yeah, and there's a saying, and I hope I get it right. As I'm saying, someone's probably going to correct me if I butcher it. But if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And when you're looking at something like this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. We have a lot of ground to cover. There's a lot of different, like you said earlier, a lot of different reasons that people get into a crisis state where they might have, again, financial issues, relationship issues, mental health issues, a wide variety of different things that are out there. You're not an expert in every one of those fields, and nobody is an expert in every single one of those areas. And so, if you expect to go to any one person and get help in a big encompassing thing like that, you're probably not going to get the best advice that way. And if you have multiple people who are experts, you have financial experts, people can help with budgeting and that type of thing. Maybe career experts who, can help coach and resumes and, that type of thing. Mental health experts and relationships, all those things. You bring all those people together, and now all of a sudden you're starting to be in business here, right? You're able to affect some sort of change in the folks that you're the folks that you are helping, excuse me, because you have a much wider array of resources, that are available to you, right? Now, for the listeners who are out there and thinking to themselves, you know what, this sounds like a good thing. I'd like to have this. I'm assuming Android, Apple, devices are all covered as far as that goes. So they can just go to whatever their app store is and download Objective Zero to their phone, right? What does the sign up process look like, and how does that work?
Yeah, so it's available on the Google Play Store, Apple App Store. It's free to download. It's free to use, available 24/7. Once you download the Objective Zero app, you can create a profile. If you're looking to volunteer, you can do that right within the app as well right now. And one thing that I failed to mention earlier in our discussion is kind of what sets Objective Zero apart from other organizations in this space. And through our use of technology, our community members, our app users can filter through our network of pathfinders to find someone most like them. So it can be your age, gender, location, a language that you speak, maybe, because I know not everyone speaks English. We may have some like spouses or people that speak Spanish or Korean or whatever it may be. Your branch of service, your military occupational specialty, what units you've served in, where you've deployed to, and shared lived experiences. And so being able to filter through our network really kind of breaks down some of those barriers and creates a shortcut to trust. So you're truly able to connect with someone that's been where you've been, seen what you've seen and done what you've done. And so we're always looking for people to volunteer with, various backgrounds. Most of the people that use and leverage the Objective Zero app are combat veterans. They're, infantry and armor, engineers of all branches. And so we're always looking for a diverse group of people to provide that support so that, anyone that's reaching out can really find someone that is able to connect with them. We have a high percentage of female users as well. Female, they're growing in our military. We have more female veterans as well. And so that's something we're really proud of, is providing support to anyone that's reaching out. It does not matter your discharge type. It does not matter if you served one day or you served 30 years. We want to provide this tool to anyone that has served or loves someone that has served.
And I like that you're able to kind of filter the folks that you're going to talk to get the support from, because maybe somebody's more comfortable talking to a female versus a male, or vice versa, or someone who's closer in age, or maybe they want someone older, a little more wisdom or something. I don't know. There's a lot of things that people might have in the back of their head, like who am I most comfortable talking with? And you can kind of drill down to that type of person, and even experience base as well. Were you an infantryman? Where you know wh what was your job in the military? And are you going to talk my language when I'm talking to you? And that type of thing, I think is important as well. So that is great that you and I'm grateful that you mentioned what sets you apart from other services out there too. And I think that's a big deal in how that does set you apart, because to your point, not everybody is comfortable talking to everybody out there, right? You have a lot of different experiences, and a female who maybe had a sexual assault encounter with a male, maybe not maybe doesn't want to bring it up to a male and she wants to talk to a female or something. And so, it's nice that there are those options, those filtering options. And you said for folks who are looking to volunteer to provide support, they can do that. They can sign up right through the app. Is that correct?
That is, yep. We have all of our training right within the app. You can also go to the Objective Zero website and learn more if you're more comfortable using a computer. But yeah, it's available through the app or through our website on how ways to get involved. It's not always just becoming a Pathfinder. There are many ways if someone wants to volunteer some of their talents, or you maybe, because we know that being a Pathfinder is not for everyone, and that's okay, but there's still ways that you can give support if you're looking to for a volunteer opportunity that's virtual.
And I'm sure if there's someone out there who has a service, some organization that provides a service to veterans, I'm sure if they reached out and talked with you probably could get them involved in the app, whether it's some other type of service, kind of like you had mentioned, like the different kind of yoga instructors and things like that. If they have something that's maybe unique and different from what you might already have, that might be something that they could do as well, right?
Absolutely. They can go right to our website and contact us and share. All we need is a logo, the email, and a description of what they're offering, and no cost to add that to the app either. For us, it's really important that veterans and their families and service members have access to a variety of tools and resources. So encourage anyone that might be listening that has a resource or a tool available. We'd be happy to get that added to the Objective Zero app.
Excellent. So again, I'll have the website link in the show notes, and I'll try to put the links to the Apple and Android apps in the show notes as well. So if you're listening to this, whatever podcast platform you're on, if you see that link there, just tap the link and it'll bring you right to it. There's really no reason not to just click it, download it, and set up a profile. The whole thing, I did it myself. A lot of the questions I was asking about this, I was playing dumb for the sake of the audience, but I went through it myself, and it took just a couple minutes to set everything up, and I know kind of it's more of a peace of mind thing for me. Is if I'm going through something and I need some help, I want to be able to know that I have somebody that I can reach out to, even if I don't have somebody to reach out to. There's somebody there, right? Or if somebody I know is going through something and I need help, like how do I help this person? I'm not an expert, but like we were saying before, we're not experts in everything. But you can reach out to those folks who are, and they should be able to help you. And so I want to have it there, just in case. You never know what may happen down the line and when you might need it. So it's like having a fire extinguisher in your home, right? Like you have it because you never know when a fire is going to break out and you might need it. You don't have time to run to the store and go get one once when that fire starts, right? So download it and keep it there. Check it out, go through the app because there's a lot of resources in there as well. I'm not saying just download it and forget about it. Go through it because there are quite a few things in there. More than I was expecting, honestly, when I got a quick overview of it when we were in Atlanta at that conference. I was like, oh, okay, cool, it's got a few things, and I started going through it on my own, and I was like, holy crap, there's a lot of stuff in here. So it's pretty comprehensive. So for sure, go check it out. And again, I'll have those links in the show notes. Just go check it out there, and make it easy to find it. So Betsy, I want to thank you again for coming on the show and for everything that you're doing with Objective Zero, because like you said, it's helping people, it's saving lives, it's getting people off the streets, it's getting people the help and the support and resources that they need, and when they need it in real time. And I think that's important, because when you have people who are, in a crisis situation, time is of the essence, and you cannot afford to waste time. And so thank you for everything that you're doing with this. I certainly hope that you keep it up and keep that out there, because it is an important resource, an important tool to have in our toolkit. So thanks again.
Thank you.